Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiwachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 3:11 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 to 15. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burnt up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. My theme for reflection is when the building is tested. When the building is tested. Let me begin this morning with a claim that may not be entirely accurate, but it gets us thinking. Everyone is building something, yet not everyone is building something that will last. It reminds me of two brothers I once heard about who were constructing a dog cage. One brother kept throwing away half the nails. "Why are you wasting them?" the other asked. "Well," he replied, "if the point faces me, it's obviously defective. If it points towards the cage, I use it." The second brother shouted, "You fool, those are for the other side." Building can be funny until you realize how serious it really is. Every one of us is constructing something in life. Careers, families, reputations, ministries, and legacies. The question is not whether we are building, but what materials we are using, and whether our work will stand when God, the master architect and inspector, tests it by fire. This is exactly Paul's concern in 1 Corinthians 3. The believers in Corinth were busy, active, spiritually gifted, but spiritually shallow. They built ministries that looked impressive but rested on weak foundations. Rivalry, ego, and misplaced loyalty. So Paul calls them back to the only sure and stable foundation. No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. In this warning, Paul exposes an ancient and modern temptation: building our lives on everything except Christ. Some build on achievement, others on morality, others on affirmation or public recognition. But Paul is blunt. Anything not resting on Christ will eventually collapse under pressure. As Hans Urs von Balthasar once wrote, "What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God, and God will indeed test the gift we bring." Paul describes this test with the image of fire, not a fire that destroys the believer, but a fire that reveals the truth. Gold, silver, and precious stones endure. Wood, hay, and stubble disappear in an instant. The point is not fear, but clarity. God will examine not the size of our ministries, but the substance, not our public activity, but our hidden motives, not our business, but our faithfulness. For the believer, this coming test is not a day of condemnation, but a day of reward. Christ bore all judgment for sin. What remains is the evaluation of our work. Some will rejoice as their labor shines in God's presence. Others will be saved as through fire, grateful to be in God's kingdom, yet discovering that much of what seemed impressive was in truth trivial. And some saints, unknown on earth, will stand radiant before God with crowns far beyond what anyone imagined. So what does this mean for us today? It means we must rethink how we measure success. God is not impressed by applause, activity, or outward excellence. He looks at motive, conduct, and service given in love. A simple act of kindness may shine brighter in eternity than a lifetime of platform ministry. A quiet act of forgiveness may outlast a mountain of public achievement. It means we must build with materials that fire cannot destroy: prayer, humility, obedience, compassion, justice, generosity, integrity, and love. These are the gold and precious stones of the kingdom. And it means we must rediscover the joy of living for the Master, who will one day reward every hidden act of faithfulness, not so we may boast in crowns, but that we may cast them before his throne in worship. The day is coming. Christ is coming. May he find us building well. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what materials am I using to build my spiritual life? Eternal ones or temporary ones? Number two, in which areas of my life are my motives, attitudes, or priorities misaligned with Christ as my foundation? And now our practical exercise. Choose one area of service today, however small, and intentionally offer it to God with pure motive. No recognition, no applause, only love. Whisper to God, "This is for you, not for me." Lord Jesus Christ, our foundation and cornerstone, teach us to build wisely, humbly, and faithfully. Purify our motives, strengthen our work, and let all we do be worthy of your name. On the day when you test every building, may our lives shine with your grace, and may every crown be laid at your feet. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and